And tell me, Steve, we were just talking about Simon Burns there. It could potentially be a very exciting night at the Riverside. Tell me, what's it like down there right at the moment?
Well, at the moment, not many of the candidates are here, but the interesting thing about the Chancellor seat is it's traditionally been a Conservative, I think, since 1950. The closest the Tories ever came to losing was 1983 with Norman St. John Stevens, when Stuart Mole, the then Liberal candidate in the Alliance, I will add, lost by 750 votes. But after that, Simon Burns took over the seat and increased his majority to around 8,000. Now, of course, with the boundary changes, and this is a big if, a 4% swing from Labour and Conservative voters would unseat Burns tonight. But interestingly, the interesting thing that Will just came out with, that may not be enough now to keep the seat. It may still stay in Burns' hands, I would think, by instinct, but you never know, we could have an upset here.
So, you say the candidates themselves aren't there, but is there an excitement building, do you think?
There is at the moment. I mean, obviously, at the moment, the polls have just literally closed, so that we have the various little scatterings here of English Democrat boxes and Conservative boxes. But there's mingling around from other members of the media, but there's very little to actually go on at the moment. I have put the feelers out and spoken to one or two party reps and asked whether the turnout is high. I don't know, have we got any feedback on the studio? How much the turnout's been today?
Not yet,
Steve. I imagine it will be...
On exit polls? No?
Not as yet. We've got the exit poll, which does suggest the Conservatives have got the largest party at the moment. But
how many seats have the Tories got on the majority, if that exit poll is correct?
It's 370. 307
Conservative, 255 for Labour, 59 for the Liberal Democrats, 29 for the others. So the Conservatives short of an overall majority by 19 at this point.
So we could have a long, long night. And as Will suggested, of course, the Lib Dems could play kingmaker yet. We'll have to see what happens there.